It is Monday morning. It is Joe Smith live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you? And I'll hit the right button. There's Joe Smith on a let me figure out all my knobs and everything else.
Yeah.
Good morning. How was your road trip yesterday?
Did
you avoid all the snow and everything else?
Well, we didn't get out of Monroe County International until after 7 o'clock Saturday night, so we had a bit of a delay getting out there, but trip home was into a headwind and got in a little before midnight, so
better,
we're back.
Better than 3 a.m.
We're back.
We're back is right.
New week.
New everything, and a busy weekend as well, as we had sectional swimming and divings. The sectionals that I'm following, just like the girls, right? We'll just do a sectional. You qualify for your state time at that, and we'll move on, right?
Right.
Okay, good, because I got a little confused there. And I was confused with the wrestling as well, because you wrestled, but you had team points, but you weren't wrestling as a team. You were wrestling as individuals into a team. So that's why we bring you in every Monday morning, to keep us all caught up on the prep beat.
Well, some unfinished business to attend to tonight. Tonight, and some scheduled business to look forward to a week from Tuesday as we'll move to the month of March and get set for a little Hoosier Hysteria 2015 entering this final week of February. The Columbus North Boys Swimming and Diving Sectional Finals will have a 5:30 start tonight as snow took care of last Saturday's action as North, South, and Edgewood look for advancement to the state meet this Saturday at the IU Natatorium. So, in essence, it's a short prep week, but obviously so important is the advancement of state meet qualifiers tonight as Phil Cole's Panthers look to maybe take down defending champion Columbus North. Panthers claimed 6 of the top 8 spot in last week's prelims, led by IU-bound senior Ian Finnerty, who cruised in the 200 IM and 100 backstroke, and sophomore Matthew Jordan. He's seated number 1 tonight in the 100 fly, and he's 2nd in the 200 free. Edgewood got its 2 and 400 free relays through to the finals tonight. Senior Michael Gossett also got through in the 500 free, the swimming legs on those two relays, which again lowered time school records earlier last week. And the big three of Bloomington North, Dave Tanner's crew, led by seniors Chris DeMars, Jackson Irwin, and David Bright, will all go tonight. North's in decent shape. DeMars coming out with the top seed going into the 100 free. He is number 2 in the 200 free. Bright has the 3 seed in the 100 breaststroke. Plus, North got all three of its relays in, as did Bloomington South. So some activity to attend to there at Columbus North starting at 5:30. The Bloomington South basketball sectional set to lift off on the home court a week from tomorrow night as the favorite and 7th-ranked South Panthers host Columbus North in Game 2 on March the 3rd. The draw was held Sunday, and it puts the North Cougars in the opening game that night against Shelbyville, 6 o'clock opener, followed by the Panthers rematch with Columbus North, who they beat by 9 points back on February the 6th. Of course, Columbus North ended its 4-game losing streak Friday and looked good doing it, beating the North Cougars, who had its seniors' night game with Floyd Central Saturday night postponed, and hopefully they'll find a rescheduled date for that one sometime later today, or meaning they'll announce the date later today, and we'll pass that along to you. South finished 2nd in Conference Indiana at 6-1, winning its 15th in a row at Perry Meridian, and they just played, as I say, Columbus North on February the 6th. South is 17-2. Both city teams win, and they'll advance to Friday's semis against East Central and Columbus East, respectively, and then the possibility, anyway, of a North-South title matchup on the 5th or 6th of March. For Edgewood, Dave Mahurin's Mustangs get Brown County in the first round of the West Vigo sectional. It'll be a rematch of the game the Mustangs lost by 6 on February 6th to the Eagles. That cost them a share of the WIC. Edgewood and Brown County will play in Game 2 over West Vigo on March 3rd after Northview and West Vigo open up things. Owen Valley got to buy there. Seniors Gabe Kuntz and Griffin Shermer finished out their wrestling careers for Edgewood and Bloomington South, respectively, finishing 5th and 7th at the state championship meet at Bankers Life Fieldhouse over the weekend. Gabe, who is Indiana-bound, wound up 46-2, and Griff, who's going to Wabash, closed out a brilliant high school career, 43-6. Also to attend to, the Conference Indiana Girls Gymnastics meet scheduled for Bloomington North Saturday was postponed. They haven't found a rescheduled date there. We have Seniors Night tomorrow night, Cascade at Edgewood. Dave Novak joins John Callahan there for the action, starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame show, and then we'll do the Warren Central Bloomington South game Friday to close out the regular season on the home score, Chalk Talk, at 7 o'clock. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
All right, Joe, sounds good. Busy times on the prep side of things, rescheduling everything, trying to get everything complete and finished. Good job for the Hoosiers last night. Did exactly what they needed to do against a bad basketball team. Put four players in double figures. That seems to be the recipe for success. It sounds like a broken record, but there's too much proof that shows us otherwise.
Well, it sure does, and they rebounded for the first time in a long while, almost 4 weeks. They got 45 rebounds last night, shot 53%, held Rutgers to 37, and they needed to take care of business. They went in there and took care of business.
They did, and it wasn't the greatest of first halves, but the second half was much, much better there.
Remember how when Rutgers got a hold of Indiana at the start of the second half in that first game, Indiana went on a 9-0 run at the start as Robert Johnson scored five straight points. Rutgers missed his first five, and that was only going to get worse. But Indiana really caused separation early on, Glass, at the start of the second half, and that was that.
49-30, and the horse was out of the barn and saddled up and running off into the distance.
Into the sunset.
Wednesday night at Northwestern. That's why you will not be on the Tuesday broadcast. You'll be in Chicago with the Cream and Crimson as they play their final regular season away game of 2015, and then it's home a week from Tuesday to Iowa, and then wrapping up Saturday against Michigan State. So Indiana has a bye weekend coming this weekend, and that's a good time to get healthy, especially with two home games. And all of a sudden, Michigan State has found their footing. They went on the road last night at Illinois,
four in a row.
And Indiana's 30-point win, the biggest win of the night in the conference. But Iowa was close; they beat Nebraska by 28 in Lincoln. Nebraska has fallen completely off the trails there. So Iowa, again, trying to put a few in a row together. So it's all to play for in these final three games with Indiana. Yeah. Joe, they could finish anywhere. We've talked about it from second to, probably not second. That's going to be tough. Somewhere in the top four to anywhere.
Well, that's the key number. That's the key number, trying to get that double bye. And, there's still eight teams in contention for those spots. So,
unbelievable.
It's going to be who's playing – who's playing better right now?
We'll get inside the numbers, take a look at that coming back at 8:45. Talk a little baseball, golf, water polo, everybody was in action over the wintertime events over the weekend for IU, and a good win for the Pacers last night. They're starting to warm up. Might be a little too late, but in the Eastern Conference, Joe, there's room to sneak in the back door. So we'll take a look at that at 8:45.
All righty, we'll be here.
Smitty!
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Sun's up.
Snowball fight, 10:15.
There's some out there to make. Wow.
Plenty of it.
Saturday. Woo.
Talking to Baldwin last half hour, lemonade day, you could add slushies for everybody.
Wow.
With all that, you could have just held your cup out the window on Saturday
glad
morning.
We got home from Columbus Friday night before it snowed.
Yes, you did. And the snow really started coming down later in the evening. It started flaking about 10 o'clock or so, but it wasn't anything too bad. Speaking of high school hoops, let's get a doubleheader this week, so let's cover that before we get to the IU Sports Capsule.
Well, we got Seniors Night coming up tomorrow night out at Edgewood with the Cascade Cadets. John Callahan, Dave Novak's going to pinch hit for Terry Stoltz, who's vacationing.
Yeah, he's heading south.
He's there, but he'll be manning the mic with John on the 3rd of March. We'll get to that in a second, but we do have South's Seniors game, regular season finale Friday night against Warren Central. So those are our...
Now let me ask you about Saturday. We know Floyd Central and North. That was going to be their senior night. Any update on that?
Not yet.
Okay, so we'll wait to hear from that.
Not yet. We don't have any rescheduled date on the Conference Indiana Girls Gymnastics meet either.
Okay.
That'll come from the league. North is hosting that. That was postponed Saturday. Let's see. I think that's pretty much everything. We told you earlier today, the swimming sectional finals, diving, and all
that's
of the
tonight.
Events tonight starts at 5:30 at Columbus North. So we wish you the best to all of the North-South Edgewood guys. They'll be looking to qualify for the state meet, which is Saturday at the Natatorium.
So as you mentioned, last hour, a quick turnaround, but one that keeps you on point because you
yeah.
have to go.
Gotta
this
go.
Is the week to go. You
yeah.
can't not go. And, Joe, we saw last evening a 5:15 Sunday start
yes,
for the Hoosiers, better than a 7:30. Let's get that out of the way
yeah.
first.
We've already had one of those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're going the right direction. We're going back. We're getting closer to Saturday every game. You get
yeah.
a noon Saturday tip-off to wrap up the regular season, but the Hoosiers go on the road. Rutgers isn't very good, and Indiana did exactly what they needed to do, Joe. They blew them out of the water, and that kicks off the Indiana Sports Capsule here on a Monday morning.
No question. Going and doing what needed to be done. Go in, win, move on. Very workmanlike Sunday night at the RAC, the Rutgers Athletic Center. Piscataway, New Jersey, 84-54 over the Big Ten's worst team, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, who shot only 37% for the game, missed its opening five shots to start the second half last night. Indiana, meanwhile, on a 9-0 run, taking a 10-point halftime lead out to 19, game over. Rutgers hit five of its first nine, led by 3 5 minutes into the game. But Indiana did as well as it's done all season long, really, with its 2-3 zone. It was very, very effective. While the Knights labored, Indiana hit 53% for the game, pulled in 45 rebounds. That's the best aggregate there in about 4 weeks. Yogi had 17 points with 6 rebounds, 6 assists. James Blackman Jr. had 17 points. And Hunter Mascara-Perea making another start at a career-high 13. And Nick Zaitsloff off the bench had his Big Ten best with 13. So those two fellows evenly divided 26 more. Coach Tom played everyone available in this blowout. The Hoosiers bench contributed 22 points. And now they move on to Northwestern Indiana, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. The Cats have won 3 in a row. The Indiana women fell in a heartbreaker to number 21 Nebraska Saturday afternoon, 67-64. Laren Brooks was 17. Boy, Indiana has a tough week this week. They play at league unbeaten Maryland on Wednesday night. They're 15-0, and then they play at Rutgers on Sunday afternoon. The Hoosier women swimmers and divers finished second for a fourth consecutive year in the Big Ten's over at Ohio State, finishing behind this year Minnesota. Freshman Kennedy Goss, the freshman of the year. She, along with Brooklyn Snodgrass, Haley Lips, Gia D'Alessandro, along with Grace Vertigan, and diver, a freshman, Jessica Parado, who you're going to hear a lot from before her career is over. They were all first-team, all Big Ten. The men's Big Ten swimming championships open up Thursday night and also getting a start as far as Big Ten competition is concerned, men's and women's indoor track and field. Barry King's water polo crew out in Santa Clara over the weekend picked up a couple of wins over Cal State Monterey and Cal State East Bay. Softball team went 0-5 at the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic out in Cathedral City, California. Mina Fulton, though, young girl that played at South High School, 2-for-3, had a run scored in Indiana's loss to BYU, 5-3. Baseball Hoosiers beat Xavier 7-6 in walk-off fashion, an unearned run, getting past Xavier and getting one win on the books in the first pitch invitational down in Greenville, South Carolina yesterday. The Hoosiers' fourth one-run game of the young season. They're currently 3-3. On the tennis feet, Lynn Loring's crew continues to play well. They're 9-1. They won down in Knoxville, beating Tennessee over the weekend, 6-1. The men were shut out at Illinois yesterday, 7-0. And Clint Wallman's Hoosier women golfers, Anna San Juan is T32 on the leaderboard going to the final round of the Westbrook Invitational out in Peoria, Arizona. Indiana 11th as a team in that 15-team field. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass kicking off your sports week tonight at 6 o'clock.
And a busy weekend in the books, and we'll have one more February this coming weekend, and then it's on to March, Joe, which means sectional basketball, and the draw is out, and that's the exciting time. Bloomington South will be the host. They should be the favorites as well. How many wins in a row are we at? 15, 16?
15.
I've had to take my shoes off. I've lost count.
15 in a row after beating Perry Moraney. They finished up 6-1 in second place in the league, and they play game two, and we'll broadcast both of those games starting at 5:30. North draws Shelbyville in the opener at 6 o'clock on the 3rd, a week from tomorrow night. And Edgewood has a chance of a little redemption. They play Brown County game two at West Vigo. And remember, they had a lot of bad things.
On the line
they had a lot of bad things happen to them, and none of it was good. And, well, they can change all of that. And remember, they are the three-time defending sectional kings. They play at West Vigo against Brown County. Northview and West Vigo open things up a week from tomorrow night. Owen Valley's got the bye.
And we've got high school hoops tomorrow night. It's senior night on the northwest side of town.
Cascade Cadets, and that'll be out in beautiful Ellettsville. Chalk Talk Dave Mahurin at 7 o'clock. And again, John and Dave will handle the broadcasting chores.
Hoosier Hoops at Northwestern Chicago Wednesday night, 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Big game tomorrow night in league play. Wisconsin and Maryland getting together. I don't know. I don't think there's enough time for Wisconsin to fall back. There's not enough games. They haven't lost hardly any all year long. I don't see them losing their last three to bring the whole league back into it. But exciting times for the Pacers as well, Joe. They've put together a nice little run here before the All-Star break and afterwards, beating Golden State last night. No Steph Curry. The Pacers don't care. They need every win they can get their hands on as the blue and gold win
Rodney
last night.
Rodney Stuckey with 30, I see.
Back-to-back games of 30 or more off the bench. So Vinny Johnson Jr., the microwave. Just keep him on the bench.
Keep him in the zone, Dave.
Who won the we'll do that too. Who won the NASCAR yesterday, Joe?
Joey Logano from Middletown, Connecticut takes that checkered flag, kicking off the NASCAR season. Xfinity season.
You know, it was nice to see Roger Penske finally get a break.
Yeah.
Guy's won everything 400 times. And he wins again yesterday as Logano brings home the bacon. James Hahn beats Paul Casey and Dustin Johnson in a playoff at Riviera. That's disappointing in multiple ways, but great for James Hahn. Everybody on tour says he's a great kid and a great guy. He's got a baby coming in a couple of days.
Where do the boys take the sticks next?
Honda. Jack Nicklaus. The Bear Trap down there in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. That's a home match for all the Florida crew. It's like Scottsdale, Joe.
Yeah.
All the pros that live on the West Coast live at Scottsdale, and all the pros that live on the East Coast, most of them live at there at Palm Beach Gardens or at just up at West Palm, up the area there. So a big field, McIlroy's playing. So
maybe we'll see a Graham McDowell sighting for the first
time. You will. He should be out and ready to go for that as well. And, again, big field there because everybody gets ready for Doral in 2 weeks, the World Golf Championship.
Yeah.
We've got it all covered.
I think so.
Dave and Glass, that's me tonight. We'll talk Hoosier Hoops. We haven't been on since the Purdue game, and we'll wrap that in Rutgers and look ahead to, obviously, Northwestern on Wednesday night.
All righty. Be listening in, my friend.
Get that coffee pot rolling,
and
we will get caught up with you Thursday morning.
Yeah, I guess.
Your trip back from Chicago.
Oh, okay, Thursday, yeah.
But mark some time down for me then, will you?
Oh, I will.
But thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Joe Smith, every Monday morning, Friday morning, and mornings after Hoosier Hoops.